I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. In the 1960s and 70s, the demographics of northern New Mexico changed, slightly but significantly. Young people from both coasts, born on a passionate wave of new ideas, settled into the southwestern landscape and mix of cultures that they found enticing and inspiring. It was part of what we now call the counterculture, and it's the subject of a new book and exhibit at the New Mexico History Museum. The co-creator of both is Meredith Davidson. Meredith, great to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
The basis for both the book and the exhibit is a collection of oral histories. Whose voices do we hear?
In the exhibit, you'll meet actually 45 individuals that are both a combination of people that we've interviewed over the last 2 years and that we've pulled from the oral history collection of Jack Loeffler, who has been recording across the Southwest for over 40 years with a focus on activism and environmentalism and habitat issues. So you'll meet people like photographer Lisa Law, Rena Swensel, who was a Native American and also very involved in traditional ways that influenced some of the younger people coming into New Mexico in the late 60s and early 70s. Other voices include people who were living at communal living efforts in northern New Mexico. So the exhibit, when you go through, you'll have this experience of hearing audio excerpts from people complemented by documentary photography and cultural material. And when you leave, we have a small sound booth that will have an opportunity for visitors to share about 2 minutes worth of their memories. And those pieces will be put onto a SoundCloud account so that they become part of this greater narrative of the counterculture experience.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Hopefully.
And have you found, Meredith, that there were similar themes in these reminiscences?
The interesting thing about the contributors to the book, there is a sense there was a hopefulness and perhaps a feeling that people were on the brink of some kind of large cultural change, and there was some kind of push to envision a better life. And there are some of these stories that speak to the human sensibility of wanting to have a big cultural change, and that certainly when you seek to create a utopia, it's not necessarily going to live up to your expectations. And I think that sense comes through in the book a little bit, as well as the exhibit.
What objects have you included in the History Museum exhibit?
Well, the exhibit at the museum is almost 5,000 square feet, so it's quite a large exhibit. And we have, when you're coming into the exhibit, this really lovely 1971 VW transporter that's completely restored to its original condition that speaks to the openness of travel and the rise of kind of hitchhiker mentality that drove a lot of the countercultural movements. And we're highlighting six alternative living experiments. So those would be Lama Foundation outside of Taos, New Buffalo, which was also near Taos, Libre Commune, which is just across the border of New Mexico into Colorado. It's the only Colorado commune that we're really speaking about. Placitas, just north of Albuquerque. There are still two original domes that were in Placitas in the 70s that are still there. Oh, we're talking about Yogi Bhajan and the summer solstices. And finally, Hog Farm, which was a mobile commune that ended up settling in Llano on 12 acres and is most well known for a gentleman named Wavy Gravy, who was a sort of clown-esque character, but very influential in his performance aspect that he brought to these alternative living experiments, and is well known also for being part of the Woodstock scene.
And the Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
Of course.
Are there artifacts from these communes in the exhibit?
Some, yes. In fact, one of the communes that we're highlighting is Lama Foundation. Again, it's north of Taos, which is celebrating its 50th anniversary this summer. And one of the groups of materials that we're pulling from their history are five original drawings from a book that came out in 1971 called Be Here Now, which was basically a summary of a lecture given by Ram Dass, who was formerly Richard Alpert, a gentleman who had taught at Harvard and had actually been fired for giving students psychedelic drugs. But he took an alternate path in his life and went to India, found a guru, came back as an alternative name as Ram Dass, began teaching some of the things he had learned in India. And some of those teachings became a core of a book called Be Here Now. And as part of that effort, Lama Foundation in the late 60s and building up to publishing this book in 71, put the words of his lecture onto 5 foot by 3 feet sheets of paper. And then people who were living at the commune at the time illustrated the pages. So it's this really interesting group effort of creating something artistic and meaningful that has since become a bestseller and I think sold over 2 million copies by this point. Right. So those pieces, these 5 foot by 3 feet pieces that were made in the late 60s for Be Here Now, will be on exhibit inside of a geodesic dome frame, actually.
You are of a younger generation, Meredith. You were born after all of this took place. What did you make of these stories?
Actually, I think one of the benefits of this project has been that early on in the development of the project, we brought in a co-curator, Jack Leffler, to work on it with me, who very much lived through this history. And I think that balance of his personal experiences guiding what topics we might want to bring forth, and my experience within the museum profession and from a younger generation, blended really nicely to make sure that we were checking each other for visitors on both sides of that spectrum to be able to have a meaningful experience. And for me personally, I think there are so many similarities between some of the cultural struggles that were starting to be battled with in the late 60s and some of the issues that we're still dealing with today. Personal identity, how you want to live your life and still be an engaged citizen are very much still issues that we think about and that our younger generation in particular are still grappling with today.
I know that you've been working on this exhibit and you had the original idea for it 2 years ago as a commemoration of the 50th anniversary of the Summer of Love. But the timing seems to be wonderfully appropriate for what we're going through right now.
I think the timing for the exhibit and for the book is really meaningful because I think we are in a moment where it's important to realize your own personal authority and to know that there is a history of people who have chosen to stand up for something and that standing up has actually made a difference in some way.
Curator Meredith Davidson has worked with historian Jack Leffler on Voices of Counterculture in the Southwest. The exhibit opens May 14th at the New Mexico History Museum in Santa Fe, and the accompanying book is available from the Museum of New Mexico Press. Thank you so much for joining us, Meredith.
Thank you for having me.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.